Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Should Big Pharma be pardoned? Should they get a free pass? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I would say no to that question, Matt, because I don't understand how they can put out these drugs and are not accountable, you know, to people that are harmed, to people that die from them, you know, especially like, you know, what happened with the COVID shot. It's still experimental. They didn't do proper testing on it. So why are they not accountable for people that have been harmed or killed?
Because they have legal immunity. And they've had legal immunity since 1986.
That's wrong to have that
kind
of shield.
They make a drug, call it a vaccine. It's all money income and no risk, zero risk. What other company can make any product when it causes harm, injury, or death to a person who is the user and not have any liability whatsoever? Nothing.
No.
Except for Big Pharma when it comes to vaccines. Big Pharma when it comes to drugs that are not vaccines. They have legal responsibility. They're not immune from lawsuits.
And look at the kind of money they're bringing in. I mean, we saw during COVID, and they had the government in their pocket pushing these COVID shots, and even Biden and all his team and Fauci, they're all pushing these COVID shots knowing that they're experimental and knowing they harm people.
Yeah, so the controversy surrounding COVID caused scientists, doctors, and average people to re-examine all vaccines, removing the layers of lies that were superimposed by Big Pharma, and the CDC has now revealed a shocking reality. I think all of us woke up to a significant extent. Take, for example, the Hep B shot, the Recombivax HB. The studies prior to its release considered only the first 5 days after the shot in both adults and infants. Adverse events after 5 days were never considered. There were no randomized or control groups for this study. Pharmaceutical companies now can get away with this kind of abhorrent behavior because Congress provided absolute immunity for vaccine manufacturers. There are now two bills in Congress that can fix this abuse, the End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act and the PrEP Repeal Act will end legal liability protections and allow families justice. So again, let me just say, the Hep V shot, when they're saying, well, there's no, or they're talking about adverse reactions, they only considered the first 5 days. So if you had an adverse reaction on day six, day seven, 2 weeks later, it doesn't matter. They're not going to report it. So they're only considering, did you have an adverse reaction in the first 5 days? If you did not, but you had one,
but you died on the sixth day, you
know? They're not going to report it. This is commonplace with vaccines in general, Holly. This is what we saw with COVID, but this is not limited to COVID. This is really outstanding to think about this, shocking, really. In 1986, Congress provided pharmaceutical corporations with absolute immunity for vaccines, even when they cause injury or death. What we now know about the Pfizer COVID shot from Pfizer's own data is deeply disturbing. Within the first 76 days after Pfizer released its mRNA COVID shot, Pfizer tracked, within 76 days, get this, 1,223 deaths related to the shot. Instead of halting the deadly toxin, Pfizer hid the data because they stood to rake in hundreds of billions of dollars with zero accountability.
Well, you know, we talked often, especially during the COVID shots, with the VAERS report. That's what they were supposed to be reporting, the issues with the COVID shot, the vaccine adverse event reporting system is what they call it. However, that's only really 1% of the real numbers because a lot of people didn't want to go through the process. But you had a systematic review that examined 44 published papers describing 325 autopsy cases and one organ-restricted autopsy case after the COVID-19 vaccination, concluding that 240 deaths, or 73.9%, were directly, and this is a quote, directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 injections. You can't ignore those kind of stats.
That's astounding.
73.9.
So Pfizer wanted to bury this truth. They knew it until the year 2095. But a federal judge required them to release the data. And by the way, the CDC under the Biden administration had this information. And they refused because there's a revolving door between Big Pharma and CDC and FDA. They go into the federal agencies. They get high-paying jobs going into the Big Pharma. And they kind of rotate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Within 76 days of the rollout of the Pfizer shot, the company documented safety signals so devastating that any other drug would have been immediately pulled. Why would they have pulled it? Well, because of the legal liability. They want to control the damages. Between December 14, 2020, when the Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA shot was released, December 14, 2020, and February 28, 2021, Pfizer tracked the following: 42,086 adverse event cases, 1,223 deaths, 11,361 people who recovered with sequela, which are long-term ongoing consequences from their injuries.
That's only 2 months of reports.
Yeah, this is Pfizer's own data in its own reports. Pfizer sought to resist this. They fought unsuccessfully to bury this data for 75 years.
Yeah, I remember that.
But a federal judge forced Pfizer to release the data. But even with the release of the damning information, nothing has happened to Pfizer. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because they have legal immunity. So they knew that early on, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. In the VAERS report, what we found out is VAERS is a CDC reporting system where healthcare providers are supposed to report adverse events from vaccines in general, including certainly COVID. And what we found out is most healthcare providers don't even know it exists. Most healthcare providers don't use it if they know it exists. And those healthcare providers, like during COVID, that tried to use it,
kind of complicated,
they stopped,
isn't it?
Because, yeah, it was complicated, and
it shouldn't be that
they
way.
Would put in information. They would spend 15 minutes putting in the data, and then they would lose all the data, and they couldn't keep up with it. That's why a Harvard report that looked at VAERS, this was before COVID, said the VAERS report only contains about 1% of the actual adverse events for all vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers on VAERS are staggering for vaccines in general and COVID in particular. And so when you look at those numbers, hundreds of thousands, you have to multiply that by about 90%+, even in some cases, maybe 99%. It's only 1% of the actual. And so we have known this for a long time, that vaccines cause injury.
So, you know, everybody can have a part in this. I mean, you talked about these two bills that are on the table. You know, you can notify your elected representative. That's what they're there for. And talk to them about this and say, you have a great concern in this. They need to address these two bills and fix this issue.
Yeah, you can go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. And you can fax and sign a petition to Congress to pass the End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act and the PrEP Repeal Act. Pass those bills. That will end the legal liability immunity. The average age at death, according to the autopsy report that you were talking about, of those studied was 70.4 years, with death occurring between 7 and 14 days on average after receiving the injection. This is astounding. Big pharma, whether it's COVID or whether it's vaccines in general, must be held accountable. No more special treatment for big pharma. They are raking in hundreds of billions of dollars with these vaccines. They lobby the states. They get them on the list. And they make a lot of money. They have injuries. They don't care. They just have bank accounts that keep on flowing. They need to be held accountable. Go to lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.